cats and dogs living together while painting, programming, composing, writing, rhyming, singing, sculpting, building, and inventing all represents real knowledge. It is not just a bag of random goodies, because they all connect and reinforce one another. For example, in 3D modeling, we have the concept of the vertex, edge, and face. And it would be nearly impossible to create 3D things without it. This influences user interface design all the way out in programming. Because those three things are really, really hard to grasp at first. And normally, when programming a user interface for your program, you wouldn't even dare to introduce such outrageous complexity. But now, knowing that this is what makes 3D modeling successful, you are granted the permission to expand your user interface into unseen complexity, so as long as it creates great value for the user. You know, it is not the scientist, that master of the trade, that is a good example of a well-educated person. The hacker is a good example of a well-educated person. So as long as they don't forget to take good care of themselves too. A hacker, somewhat similar to that of old gadfly Socrates, may say they know nothing, that things are not their area of expertise. But more than often, they have long surpassed the experts in their fields. It is just that the field is so large that compared to the field itself, their knowledge seems small to them. And by hacker, I don't mean the criminals who will buy an expensive vacuum cleaner robot, for example, install remote control, cameras, microphones, and some other creepy equipment, and then return it back to the store, waiting for a person with a large budget to buy and deploy that unit in their own home. If this isn't happening yet, this will probably start happening. And this is going to be one of the greatest dangers of second-hand electronics or just shopping online in general. I mean the hacker that will actually buy this unit to study the code and alert the company, hopefully with an attorney on the other line and in exchange for an enormous reward. And then, of course, turn around and build a product that we can all use that will protect us from strange traffic coming out of the appliances in our homes. Note how this is not a vacuum hacker, but rather someone who deep down may actually dream about having their own robot around their own house, just like in the movies. Or at the very least, for their SFTP server to follow them around. And why the heck not? Who needs a reason? A powerful hacker is not elevated by any one thing that they know, nor do they switch hats from electronics to operating systems to advanced art even. If they could only be one thing at a time, it would be a great tragedy. And they aren't even a sum of what they know, because knowledge grows, and no human could ever stop themselves from learning by subtle analogy. So all the functional things that we actually comprehend, that we can employ and enjoy, are constantly cross-connecting and mutating and growing and expanding inside out, dancing together. And even more so when we are stressed for inventing new things. I mean, the first thing you do when you want to create is cross the streams. In our deepest creativities, we yearn for nothing more than the pandemonium of ideas. So schools, when they teach us pre-chewed and tasteless and the completely, utterly disconnected and cut up, and make us parade for worthless grades, are really, really hurting our minds, and by extension, the entire world and the future of humankind. Because there is no greater tragedy, no deeper sadness than a young mind unable to cross the streams for lack of functional knowledge. We have to fix schools. We have to make them worthy of the best of us. No more standardized education, no more grades, no more unforgivable student loans, no more punishment, no more ridicule, no more holding brilliant minds a whole year back. At the very least, please make sure that all the people you know understand through and through that to grow up means to grow all the way up until we all become great beings.